go up to the mountain of the Lord.
The following program is a rebroadcast from the archives of the best of Messianic Minutes.
Welcome to Messianic Minutes. I'm Jeffrey D. Miller.
Hey, shalom chaverim. Hello to you, my friends. This is Rabbi Ted Simon.
Turn from your wicked ways. It's in 2 Chronicles 7:14 is what we've been talking about for weeks, about how God told Solomon by night that he answered his prayer at the dedication of the Holy Temple, at the Feast of Tabernacles, right after the Feast of Tabernacles. And it's a message for today. How do we get people who are convinced their wicked ways are the right way to turn from their wicked ways?
So let me look here in the Bible. It says, you beat them over the head with a club.
Yeah, that's one. That's in.
Well, you yell at them.
Revolution chapter 6.
Listen, first Solomon says, look, we all sin, Lord. All of us sin. So what should we do? And God himself gives us the answer in 2 Chronicles 7:14. This answer that occurs right at the Feast of Tabernacles, right after the dedication of the temple, right after the celebration of 7-8 days of Feast of Tabernacles, God himself says, if my people, not the sinner, although we do sin, but not those who call themselves something other than God's people, if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves, pray, seek my face, and turn from their wicked ways.
Starts with us. When we turn from our wicked ways, you know, Ted, there's not one of us that doesn't know that sometime here or there we sin.
Yeah, if you say you haven't sinned, you're a liar.
That's right. And so what we don't understand is how even in our faith, when we allow ourselves to sin, we're affecting those who don't have faith. It's a spiritual thing. But when the closer we get to God, the more powerful our witness is, even when we don't realize it.
And we get closer to God by humbling ourselves, right?
Amen.
Confessing our sin, humbling ourselves, then praying and seeking God's face, not what he can do for us, but his face, his glory, his presence in our midst. And then, as we realize our wicked ways, turning from them.
Right.
And saying, I don't want to go that way anymore. One, because why would I sin against man? But more importantly, why would I do this sin against God? Why would I separate myself from God? I want to get closer to God. I want to hear his voice. I want to be effective light. I want to be effective light of life. And I want to purvey those living waters to this parched and dry nation.
And here's the kicker. It's only God who knows how to do that and does it. We're just the vessels. We're just the emissaries, those who are sent. We are just the conduit. He does the work. We can't save anybody, Ted. Not one.
No,
we can't
save
anybody.
It's out of our bellies, though, Jeff. It's out of our passion. It's out of our love. We'll flow the rivers of living water. But we don't own the rivers of living water. We can't bottle them. We can't sell them. We can just bring them with us, and uncontrollably almost, out of our bellies will flow rivers of living water.
And the good news is, it's just like the parable of the sower. You know, as we've talked about over the years on this program, when Yeshua told us to sow, he didn't say only sow the good ground. Sow that seed. Some of it's going to go this way, some will go that way, some will go this way, and only some of it goes on good ground. But he didn't say only go to good ground and sow there. He said just sow. In other words, my view of that is, and let me do the rest, God's saying. You sow it, I'll take care of the rest. You do the sowing. The scripture says the farmer plants a seed, it grows. He knows not how. That's what it's about, friends. We don't know how to turn anybody from their wicked ways except ourselves, but God knows. And how are we going to do it? Follow what he says.
Yeah. First, humbling ourselves in the presence of a mighty God.
Hallelujah.
Step one. Well, friends, we're Messianic Minutes. We are really enjoying talking about the Feast of Tabernacles, Jesus celebrating it, the dedication of the temple. But more importantly, right now, we're talking about turning our nation back to the truth of God's word. Get in touch with us at messianicminutes.com.
Right. And we'd love to hear from you. You can email us right to the website as well.
MessianicMinutes.com.
Yivarechecha Adonai v'yishmerecha b'shem Yeshua Mashiachenu.
May the Lord bless you and keep you in the name of Jesus, our Messiah.
Of the God of Jacob.